Theater. It's USM. 1269 QSM.
The New South Wales government has warned it will appoint panels to deal with development applications if councils do not speed up processing times. The Planning Minister, Frank Sartor, released a report showing some councils take up to 6 months to process the average development applications, called a DA. Mr. Sartor said yesterday that local government is on a regulatory binge where they want to control everything. Well, what's the reason? What is the reason they do want to control everything, if that's the case? I mean, some councils have remained among the slowest in New South Wales for the last 3 years. Leichhardt, that's the worst one. They should sack themselves. Get rid of this council. Why does it take an average 185 days for a development application? Strathfield, 158. Canterbury, they're good council, aren't they? Are they still there? I thought they'd appointed an administrator. Well, they should. 152 days for Canterbury. Ashfield, 130. And Botany Bay, 115 days. So 8 councils took more than 100 days on average to deal with applications worth less than $100,000, which probably should take maybe a couple of weeks at the most. Leichhardt, as I said, topped the list again at 140 days, followed by Walgett. What are they doing in Walgett? I mean, how many decisions would it take in Walgett? Hey, how many decisions would they get a month? 3 or 4? Well, they take 133 days. What? They go overseas to discuss it. Oberon, 127 days. Come on. How many jobs would Oberon Council have to do? And Auburn, 124 days. That's ridiculous. The New South Wales Local Government Association described the government proposal as little more than a power grab, accusing Mr. Sartor of using councils as a scapegoat to remove planning powers from local communities. Let's get on to Aaron Gadell from the New South Wales Urban Task Force. He's on the line at the moment. Morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah, is the New South Wales government right in saying that they are taking too long?
Oh, look, it's ridiculous. You've got the worst council, Leichhardt Council, where it takes less time to conceive and give birth to a baby than it does to get a new kitchen approved.
That's a good way of saying it. That would be right. It takes less time to have conception and give birth to a baby than it takes a DA to go through.
That's right. 9.25 months for Leichhardt Council. But, I mean, that's not the end of it. There's 11 other councils that take more than 100 days to process the simplest of things, home extensions, a new pergola in a backyard, some changes to a garage, and they're micromanaging people's lives and people's homes.
Yeah.
It's driving their ratepayers crazy.
Okay, so what's the reasoning? Is it a power trip, or is it just saying, okay, we'll keep them waiting? I mean, and am I right in saying it's ridiculous for a place like Walgett for 133 days, and how many DAs would they get? In fact, how many DAs would they get in Oberon, and they take 127 days?
Indeed. I mean, some of these areas, you can hardly have the local neighbour complaining when they live several kilometres away. Look, there's a lack of clear rules by local councils. Many of these simple things could be approved in 7 days. If the councils had clear rules in place that could be checked by independent planners, there wouldn't be a need to involve the council bureaucracy in all of these decisions.
Okay, I'll ask you the question that you might have already alluded to it. Do they have different rules for different councils?
They certainly do, and some of the rules and some of the councils are far from clear.
All right, so then if it's uniform, this is where the state government, because they do a lot of sabre-rattling in all honesty, the state government about it, maybe they should set out clear rules for the local councils.
Well, there's no question there needs to be immediate reform now, and the state government needs to step in and fix this unwieldy planning system.
Well, they're not. In defence of these councils, they're not doing anything. The state government's not actually saying, OK, this is what is going to happen, whether you like it or not. Well, and they have the power to do it.
We've heard some positive noises from the minister yesterday. I'm hopeful that he's going to sit down and really tackle this issue, and he has to, because this industry, that people's home renovations, this thing of their homes, it's a major part of our economy. It employs 180,000 people. We can create more jobs if we had a better planning system, and people will have a lot easier times at fixing up their homes if they get easy approvals.
If you've got a licensed builder that's put himself up there for the job, he's a licensed builder, he's not going to do a shoddy job, and that should be passed within, as you say, a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Simple things. You don't have to have a royal commission into somebody's new kitchen. And I'm afraid Leichhardt Council today, even in the paper today, the mayor, Alice Murphy, said that they would never meet the state government's statutory time limit of 40 days because too many residents have concern. Well, you don't have to have a Royal Commission if somebody wants to put in a new bathroom.
How can a neighbour have concerns about a new bathroom being put in?
In fact,
they shouldn't even have a role in it whatsoever. If you're building a pergola outside or a brand new garage or maybe on top of the existing home. But we're talking about kitchens and bathrooms. That should have nothing to do with the neighbours whatsoever.
That's right. You can have simple, straightforward rules that protect the interests of neighbours in just about 98% of situations. You can lay down those rules and independent accredited planners can just simply check off that those rules are complied with. They're obviously important amenity issues, but they can be identified and covered by simple rules that can be put in place up front.
Yeah.
Everyone will know what the playing field is and it can be done quickly.
There you go. Let's hope that Mr. Sathore is doing more than just saber-rattling at this time. Thanks for your time this morning, Aaron.
Thank you.
Live on the Urban Task Force. What do you think about your local council? Have you been in a situation where you put a bathroom or a kitchen in and it's taken all that time? That's ridiculous. That's 158 days for stupid things like a bathroom. That could be rubber stamped by the girl at the front desk. 721, the Super Network, and a 2SM.